leadership.
She's not like anyone. Else you wonder why she captured you like a firefly and makes you shine.
Everybody, welcome to Drive Through HR. Ryan Winston and William Tincup coming to you live every day talking about human resources with the people that get done. So let's kick it off. Thanks to PeopleClues, my partners over there, for supporting the show. PeopleClues.com, great little assessment. Check them out. And we're going to get to our guests as quickly as possible. But first, William, how you doing?
Brother, I am doing well. I am in Las Vegas attending KronosWorks 12 user conference for all of the Kronites. It's just a fantastic show, man. Great, great audience. There's like 3,000 people here for their user conference. And just, you know, I've been able to talk to users, talk to customers, prospects, partners. It's just been a really, really fantastic show. So, I mean, I think it's actually kind of cemented my belief that if you really, really care about a software play that you want to partner with, attend their user conference. Really kind of, you know, go all in and just really great conversations, man. But out here in Las Vegas for about another, you know, eight hours or so, and then headed home and then headed to Omaha. So,
well, that is good stuff. So is Joyce out there from the Institute?
She is. Joyce. No. She's out here. I mean, they had the entire executive team in a room for about an hour and a half yesterday, answering no script. It's actually probably the best session I've ever seen from an executive team, because they literally walked in, got up on, you know, chairs right in front of everybody, and there's probably 60 people in the audience, and no agenda, no scripts. They basically just said, "Fire away. You've got questions. You know, if we don't know the answers, we'll take it down as a note and we'll follow up." So, and they went around the room and people asked, you know, mobile strategy and cloud strategy and how do you move from, you know, client server to the cloud, and, you know, just all the questions that you would ask, but literally there was no script. So it was gorgeous. I wish more executive teams did that type of session.
Well, that is definitely encouraging that some people are actually not working off the prompter, since we've been in prompter land for teleprompter land for like 2 years now on the political horizon. So it's good that somebody actually tried to answer a question. Novel, shocking, but somebody had to go. Somebody had to take the first step. So, well, hey, good stuff. Safe travels on the way back when you roll from there. And I want to introduce our guest today, one of the faves of the show, huge in the HR space, leader in social, Dave Ryan. Welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So, good to hear your voice again. We will be seeing you at Sherm Leadership in Washington, D.C. here in just a couple days. So if you would introduce yourself to our millions of listeners, and we'll figure out what keeps you up at night.
Well, I guess, you know, the thing that probably really defines me, Brian, is that I'm a PeopleClues user and an advocate, the convert, whatever you want to call that. No, I've been a big fan of the show, been involved in a lot of Sherm stuff for a long time, and the godfather of social media in Illinois, John Jorgensen, roped me into the Illinois Sherm thing. And I've been doing HR for a long, long time. My line is I've been doing HR since it was personnel. So that kind of defines it.
How do you stay motivated, Dave? I mean, after seeing so much change, both with the communication and mediums and, you know, products that are out there, et cetera, how do you stay motivated to, I mean, you love HR. Everyone that's ever interacted with you knows that you love HR. But how do you kind of keep that fire going?
Yeah, I try and stay in front of what's going on, try and keep current and know about all of the trends and what people are doing. And I think being out here in the social space helps to do that. But, you know, I still read a lot of stuff that comes through on the internet and the publications that come across. And I went to HR Tech on the backside of HR Evolution there and just walk around and talk to vendors and, you know, ask them, what do you got? What's it do? Why is this a better mousetrap? And a bunch of products that I'm probably never, ever going to use. But that's just intriguing to me to know what people are doing. And I know you're out there talking to vendors all the time, but it's really interesting to see what is going on, what they're thinking about, and where it's going. So I don't know. You know, the technology keeps me really interested. But you got to stay in front of the people, too, because that's really – it's not the technology, it's the people.
So you're going to leadership. What do you and this isn't your first rodeo. What are you looking forward to at leadership? Like, what do you think they're going to announce, or what's going to be shocking, or what's going to be really exciting? Like, what do you think is going to be there next week?
You know, every time I've gone to the leadership conference, it's kind of like there's something old and there's something new. I think it's a great conference. There's usually a lot of old dogs like me there, and then there's a lot of young newbies there. And one of the things that they try and do, I think, is to try and kind of evangelize the new people, the new chapter presidents and such, and get them really excited about what's going on with SHRM and informing them of who SHRM is and what they're all about. I think the first time you get in a room full of, you know, 1,000 other HR people, you kind of are in awe to think that all these people are kind of doing the same thing you're doing. And especially like if you go to the national conference where it's tens of thousands, but it's a way to kind of proselytize the people into the organization. And then I think they kind of, the old dogs like myself, they kind of use us a little bit to show the new people that there's still energy left, that there's still things to be done, and there's a lot of learning and excitement there. So I don't think there's going to be any grand scheme this year. I think it's probably going to be kind of the same thing with this year's version of it. I'm looking forward to the lobby day, going over to Capitol Hill again. This the second time that I've done that. And if my numbers are right, I think there's supposed to be about 1,000 people there this year at the conference, and over 400 of them are going over to Capitol Hill. And that really, I'm told, makes a heck of an impression on the legislators, because when I was there walking around last year, you know, you see all the people with the SHRM buttons and whatnot on, and they're everywhere. And I guess that really does get the senators and representatives' attention, and they hopefully listen to what we have to say.
Yeah, SHRM's done a great job of advertising. I remember watching some of the political coverage the night of the election, and there were some SHRM ads. I think it was on CNN, but honestly, I can't remember what station. But I remember watching a SHRM ad while all of that was kind of playing out. Y'all have a fantastic statewide conference with Illinois SHRM. Do y'all share best practices? I mean, when you get together and you're talking to people from, you know, California or Florida or, you know, Iowa or wherever, do y'all kind of share kind of some of the things that y'all are doing, or do you look to learn about what others are doing or things that they've tried? Like, is that stuff that's an appropriate place to kind of share best practices?
Yeah, those things are done, I think, more informally than formally. You know, those are done sitting somewhere having a cocktail or just off to the side there talking with some of your peers. And, you know, that's kind of one thing that we have lamented over the years that the SHRM itself doesn't do, is to facilitate more of a sharing of the state conference information, because, you know, you go to a lot of these things, William. I mean, you see a lot of the same people there, but every once in a while you see somebody new and you kind of wonder where they came from, what their history is. I went to HR Florida this year, and it was, you know, one of the things I was looking at was just to see the topics that they were talking about. Then I kind of walked around from room to room every time just to see how many people were attending, you know, what people were really interested in and what they weren't interested in. But it would be that would be a great thing for them to do, is to facilitate more of an interaction between people that are running the state conferences. And we've even talked about trying to pull something like that together ourselves, because there is a lot of information there, and there's a kind of a nucleus of us that the guys from Indiana and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Illinois, we all kind of have our little Upper Midwest club there, that we share stuff back and forth. But I don't really talk to the people in the Western or Southwestern states that much. It would be interesting to know what they're doing and what's working well for them and what's not.
Dave, do you think social media has given us a better platform to make those connections and really get a lot of leverage out of our time together at other conferences towards something like that?
I would think so. You know, it really hasn't been done, but it would. I think it would be a good thing to try.
I got to ask the a question about. Sorry, I've got to ask a question about what inspires you from other statewide conferences. But before I do that, Blocker. I got to see Billy Bean yesterday. He did a presentation. He did a keynote yesterday at Kronos Works. And I'll tell you what, he was an amazing speaker. He was just affable. He was just funny and sarcastic and made fun of himself. He was probably one of the best keynote speakers I've ever seen. So if anybody's looking to book, I mean, he's obviously probably expensive and a keynote guys, but the book Moneyball, the film Moneyball, it all kind of stems from his story with Oakland. And it's really a fantastic HR metric story. When you kind of peel the onion a little bit, he was really good. So if anybody's looking for a fantastic keynote, I literally got to see his whole bit, and it was great. So let me now move, now that Dwayne's hopefully been muted, let me ask you about other conferences and what you find inspiring. Like, when you look around, y'all have a very innovative show, you have for years, and so the pressure of that is now, how do you keep that going and how do you continue to innovate? But you, when you look out there and see what other people are doing, what's inspiring to you, Dave?
I think just the variety of all of them. I was at Ohio SHRM, 2011, I believe it was, and Mr. Brown, Steve Brown, opened the show there with his rock show. The thematic approach to the state conference I thought was very, very intriguing, and they did something with baseball, I believe, this year, and I wasn't there. I think that's very creative. That works well for them, obviously. I don't know that it would work for us, but I think there's elements of that they could plug in into our conference. With Joliet John, I thought we kicked around just kind of brainstorming like a Blues Brothers conference in Illinois, and I don't know if something like that would work or if that's just a zany, wacky idea that I'd probably get tossed out of the organization for. Well, the one thing I noticed about Florida was very, very intriguing, is that there's just a ton of women there, and they all dress really, really nice. And we seem to be a little more casual here in the Midwest, so it's almost kind of a fashion show down in Florida. There's a lot of different things going on. I think that, you know, of course, the speakers, the presenters, the programs are really at the core of it. One thing I'd really kind of like to see some of the state conferences try a little more is a little more of this unconference kind of thing, and be afraid not to offer up the HRCI credit for a session or two. Now, I know that you're taking a gamble, but maybe you're throwing money down the drain if people don't attend those because they don't get credits. Then you're going to push the attendance down. But You know, I've seen a few of those things going on, and actually I wrote a little post about that, I think last week, that our USA Hockey, I'm a referee, and they did something kind of very unconscious-like this year. They didn't come with PowerPoint and the rules and that. We sat down and we just talked about different situations and scenarios and opened it up. And I thought that was very refreshing, and I thought that's a good way to learn. But somehow it may not get you HRCI credit, but maybe they'll see fit to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, my favorite bit at HR Evolution was the improv session, where, you know, they just had the random presentations. People volunteered, got up in front of the audience, and a random presentation started, and they had to tie it back to HR, to recruiting. Again, probably to your point, it's very hard to do that and get HRCI credits, but I think that was one of my more, I don't know, maybe my favorite session from all of this year. So I think that there's got to be a way to get the credits, because people need the credits, the recertification credits, but there's got to be a way of attacking, you know, content in a different way. I mean, we're all, I think, a little tired of PowerPoint or even presentation styles in the pulpit and audience kind of approach. Why don't we do this real quick? Why don't you tell us a little bit about Illinois Sherm? Like, you're still in the same location that you've been in for the last couple of years. This 2013, you'll still be in the same location, right?
I believe that is correct. I haven't heard otherwise. So, yeah, I think we signed a longer-term contract with them at I'm just drawing a blank.
Right. It's okay. What are y'all, are you in?
Theater.
Drury Lane Theater. Thank you, Brian.
Please.
Brian to the rescue.
What was your question again, William? I'm blank there.
It's okay. You're doing fine, Dave. Where are you in the planning stages for Illinois Sherm 13?
I believe that they have sent out or made available people could send in their proposals for presentations, and they'll probably be looking at those through the end of the year. In the first quarter of the year, well, probably in January, we will have a leadership meeting for the state council. I think probably sometime in February or March, they'll try and get all the presentations finalized. The setting up the arrangements with the theater itself, I think, is probably kind of on autopilot at this point. The only thing that really remains after that then is how many people we're going to have and what the accommodations are. We did put together quite a big social media team, and I don't know if we're going to do that so much again this year or not. We spent a lot of money on travel and accommodations, and I've actually heard that some folks don't know what kind of bang we're getting for our buck, and I don't know if they're legitimate or not. That we created quite a buzz, but I don't know that translates into increased attendance or a better conference, or if it's just all the people in the echo chamber talking to themselves.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Go ahead,
Wayne. I'm just saying that I think it absolutely, it's kind of one of those, it's kind of the billboard effect, where if you take that all away, I guarantee it's not as good a conference. So whether there is obviously a little bit of, a little bit of our little ecosystem that we're working within, the echo chamber, I still think that, that echo chamber has a hell of a lot more amplification than just the straight-up approach that it had, I think 3 years ago. The attendance and kind of the momentum and the energy behind the conference was dramatically different than it was, for example, last year. Big difference. The last 2 years, it's taken a different path. And, I think it's the direction that the conferences need to go. So hopefully it continues on, because I think that will come back around and actually surprise people with how dramatic of a difference it does make. So.
Well, and, most of that was coming from the people that are kind of in the naysayer camp of social media. And I wrote a post about, return on investment. And I think it's kind of like advertising, in as much as you really don't know exactly what you're getting for it. I asked a guy one time, I know it's in the automobile business. I said, how do you know that the advertising works? And he said, well, when we stop advertising, we don't sell near as many cars. And I think that's about as well as you can define it.
Well, I think it's okay to be critical. I mean, I have a belief that no one's above criticism as the person, and no topic is above criticism. So to just, you know, for me to just blindly say, yes, we should, you know, bring in 10 people and blindly do it, I don't buy that. I think it's okay to be critical and to say, you know, what are we getting? It's the unreasonable expectations that, you know, I think get layered in by people that either understand social or have another agenda. I think it's okay to talk about it and say, are we doing it to drive registrations? Is that the goal? And if that's the goal, is there another way to go about getting those registrations? Is it about making Illinois SHRM a national designation, a topical designation, you know, for a period of time? Is that more important? Well, that has nothing to do with moving the needle registrations-wise. So, and those are just two very simplistic kind of ideas on why you would do it or wouldn't do it. So I think it's okay to take the naysayers and say, you know what, let's actually open this up. Why do we invite 7 people from all around the world or all around the country to come in? We're going to spend a net investment of $7,000 or whatever it is. What does that give us? Like, I like tearing it down and building it back up, building it with an expectation that we all share in, rather than those that get it versus those that don't get it.
I think that's a great approach, and you know, that's why I mentioned it, because I'm not afraid to talk about it. I think that there's, you know, certainly we could do things better, and we could probably measure it better, but I don't know that you're ever going to be able to, you know, define it down to widget per hour or anything like that. But I think it's worthy of review, and like you said, kind of lifting the hood up, taking a look under there and seeing what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I can foresee conferences where they invite people from other conferences that are social and basically do it like a sister city approach. You know what? We're going to invite people from PIRA and from HR Southwest and Indiana SHRM and Ohio SHRM because we want them to come to our show and we'll go to their show. And it's like this is a way to actually get to that, you know, that learning of attending other people's shows and seeing how they address their audience, et cetera. So, you know, I have two other questions on the list, and one of them is about your favorite social media tools, applications, mediums. Like, what are you in love with right now from a social perspective?
You know, I'm still a Twitter guy at heart. I think that I find the most fulfillment, enjoyment, enrichment on Twitter, and I don't know why that is. Maybe because 140 characters suits my style, but that's still my favorite. I haven't expanded that much. I'm still trying to figure out what Google Plus is all about. I think the Hangouts are awesome, and I you know, the layout is kind of jazzy and cool, but if you're on Facebook, you're not on Google Plus, or if you're on Google Plus, you're not on Facebook. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. That's what I'm struggling with is how that's. And I see a lot of people that are using both mediums, but I don't see the difference there.
Anything bother you about Twitter right now? Is there anything that kind of gets in your crawl a little bit?
I think those sponsored tweets are kind of annoying, but I see what they're doing. They're trying to drive revenue, and that's probably not a bad thing, but they seem to present themselves and you know, take front and center. But I think it seems to be working well, and you know, there is just a tremendous amount of traffic. Something I have noticed about Twitter that's kind of interesting, I don't watch a lot of television, but I sat down to watch some with my wife the other night, and boy, they're throwing hashtags up on TV, on the TV shows all the time now, and I hadn't really noticed that. But I guess they're getting their own little back channel going there on the TV shows, and and stuff like that now. So we've been doing that stuff out here in this space for a long, long time. So they're, I guess they're kind of catching up to us now.
That's nice. Brian, you got anything that you're in love with right now, social-wise? Is there a tool or an application that you're just kind of head over heels with?
Speaking of tools, probably some of, there's a couple new analytics things out there that are in like private beta that I think are kind of cool, but it's kind of a rinse and repeat of some of the old stuff. So there really for me hasn't been anything currently that in the last probably 6-7 months that I've even wanted to spend any time and take a look at. I take that back. Let me step back half a step here. There is a new scheduling application that will be, you know, that actually Dave Ryan was the first person we used it with for drive-through HR, the number one HR talk show, called Time and Something. I don't know what it's called. And it's going to replace Tungle Me. So that's the latest, coolest thing that I've, you know, that I've been involved with. That's about it. That's all I got. So,
well, Brian, we got about 4 minutes left in the show, and I know we got a people chat coming up. Why don't you take us out?
Oh my gosh! So yeah, people chat is going to rock today because we're doing the Secrets of an HR Practitioner, and co-hosted by the HR Buddy Nisha out of Dallas. So. Come up with the questions, and Kat Carlos from Kat Carlos is hosting it. And basically what the questions are directed around what are like the craziest wheels off interview questions, experiences, like, funny, not quite felony type experiences that people have had in interviews. And so I was actually told, you know, I was actually edited a little bit on one of the stories I was going to share, so I won't share it on People Chat, but I will share it on Drive Through HR. So my craziest story, I had a call from a manager, and it wasn't me that had this happen, but a female manager called me, and she was absolutely beside herself, and she got calmed down a little bit, and she's like, I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I just had this guy, we called the police, and I'm like, so what's going on? And she's like, well, I don't know how to say this, but he started masturbating during the interview. And I'm like, what? I didn't hear you right. She goes, yeah, you heard me right. And I'm like, okay, do tell, because this is like just weird, awkward, funny, disturbing, all in the same sentence. And she's like, yep. Started like sort of like wiggling around, and I said, are you all right? And he was like, yeah, I'm fine. And we continued the interview, and all of a sudden, you know, he gets down to business. And so I just politely asked him to stop, first of all, and then to leave the building, and we called the police at like 2:00 in the afternoon. So Chattanooga, Tennessee, that is my craziest, vicarious interview story of all time. So if that isn't a, you know, way to end a show with Dave Ryan on it, I don't know what is.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Well, let's roll out, folks. Have a good day. We're out of here. I know it's there's just an awkward silence as it fills the crowd. Like, I don't know what to do with that. It's like it's not the first time we haven't talked about masturbation on Drive Thru HR. Come on.
I'm in.
Hell, I had sex with your daughter. Ted, you were there.
Woo, okay. If we have any music at all, we might play it.
Some cats, they know how to fight. Some cats run. I'm 1,000 generations ahead of them. Cool as they come. Y'all. Calvin Klein. My lucky number 69.